Central Europe, the time is now 2 o'clock. And time for a look at the RNI weatherscope. Dull, rainy weather is spreading into most of Central Europe this evening and tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be cool and a showery day with a good deal of cloud. The outlook for the rest of the weekend, unfortunately, is unsettled, so probably the best place to be is in bed listening to Radio North International. On the Evo 2 at 7 degrees centigrade, and this is Richard Harris.
You're sleeping, son, I know, but really, this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I've tried. Because you're to understand why did we ever stop? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of love. I have laughed, I have cried, I have lost every game, taken all I can take, but I'll stay just the same. It's just as well. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through that hell? Life is no fairy tale, as one day you will know. But now you're just a child. I'll stay here and watch you grow. Because you're all I have, my boy. My joy, and if I stay, I stay because of you, my boy.
I shall never understand in a million thousand years why that wasn't a massive hit for Richard Harris. It's called My Boy, and it's absolutely sensational record. And in fact, the hit record was made, I think, in Holland by Hans Dieckmann. I know he had it as a hit in Holland. I don't know where else it was a hit by anybody else. Hans Dieckmann had it in Dutch, in fact, and it was called Mijn Zoon. And it's a super, super song. Welcome into the third and final hour of the Tony Allen program from Radio North Sea International. And we're going right through till 3 o'clock. And then at three, we've got Rob Eden.
In June 1967, one of the best LPs of this decade was released. Interest was provoked not only because the LP was made by four hairy young boys from Liverpool, but because people had never heard anything like it before. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was a turning point, not only for the Beatles, but also for the whole of the entertainment business. This morning between 3 and 6, you can hear in full the Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You can relive and capture memories from what must be the most enthralling and challenging year since the beginning of popular music and the gramophone record. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, this morning from 3 until 6.
Thanks, Robbie. That's in 1 hour from now, an hour and I, actually 55 minutes still. I never could count. Number 26 on the Fab Porter this week, down from last week's number 16. It's Going Dull. It's still number one in Holland, this one. A great record from a fantastic group called Earth and Fire. a very Dolly Bird lead singer, and this is a song all about memories. Have a quick listen to this and see what you think.
If you had been away.
Memories from Earth and Fire, 8 minutes past two, number 26 on the Fab Folder this week. Hey, listen, about an hour ago or so, it must have been more than an hour ago now, I think, I played some Frank Sinatra. I played What's Now Is Now, and I said it was from an album called Watertown, which was a love story. It was a story about breaking up, and it starts off about the guy lives in Watertown, and he sings a song about Watertown, and secondly, his wife leaves him, and then the third song, he's all by himself, and he just thinks about her. The fourth song is about their two children, Michael and Peter, and it's a sort of a letter he's writing to his wife, saying how they are. And the fifth song on side one is I Would Be in Love Anyway, and he says he's starting to be a little different. You know, he says, well, I don't really care that you've gone, but I know perfectly well that I'd be in love anyway, even if you weren't here forever, and all that kind of thing. It's a lovely, lovely album. I won't tell you what side two's about, because it'll take me too long. But that's basically the idea. It's after a marriage has broken up, and it's the man's feelings. And we're going to play two tracks off it within the next 50 minutes, before we close down at 3 o'clock. Well, before I go off the air, not close down, before Rob Eden comes along and closes us down, let's put it that way. And the first track I'm going to play is the song where the wife says goodbye. And very often, you know, you see films and things where there are big rows and people have fights and they walk out. But more often than not, in a marriage, it takes a long time to break up. And it breaks up very quietly. And then very quietly, she says goodbye. And that's what the song is called. It's called Goodbye, She Says Quietly. And I think this is more true to life than any fairy stories you hear or any storybooks you read. Frank Sinatra.
There is no great big ending, no sunset in the sky. There is no string ensemble, and she doesn't even cry. And just as I begin to say that we should make another try. She reaches out across the table, looks at me and quietly says, there is no big explosion, no tempest in the tea. The world does not stop turning round, there's no big tragedy. Sitting in a coffee shop with cheesecake and some apple pie, she reaches out across the table, looks at me, quietly says, goodbye, goodbye, said so easily, goodbye, said so quietly, goodbye, goodbye. Just two always strangers avoid each other's eyes. One still make-believing, one still telling lies. She tells me that I'm not to blame, but when I ask the reason why, she reaches out across the table, looks at me, quietly says, goodbye, goodbye, said so easily, goodbye, said so quietly, goodbye, goodbye. She reaches out across the table, looks at me and quietly says, goodbye.
Beautiful. That's quietly she says goodbye from Frank Sinatra. And I think probably the reason I got so very much involved with that LP when it was first released in 1970 was because I was in that position myself at the time, you see. I won't talk about that. 13 minutes past 2 o'clock in the morning, on a Saturday morning from Radio North Sea International, you're with Tony Allen through till 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock through till 6 is His Lordship, Rob Eden, who will be tottering along. And don't forget, Robbie, to celebrate 5 years of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, because it was 5 years ago yesterday, the 2nd of June, that it was released. Robbie will be playing it all the way through from start to finish in its entirety. Not because he likes it, but because it gives him time to make coffee, like this record does for me. Yes, and something is coming. Thank you.
and he says, I'll know right away, soon as it shows.
He made a cannonball rolling down from the sky, gleaming his eye, bright as a rose.
Just out of reach, down a block, on a beach, under a tree.
Gotta be, there's a miracle too, gotta go through, coming to me.
Could it be, yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait.
Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is.
With a click, with a shock, no jingle, no knock, open the light.
Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
Absolutely excellent record from Yes, and a great interpretation of Bernstein's Something Is Coming. Also a bit of Tonight on the end there. 20 minutes past 2 o'clock in the morning, and going through till 3 with Tony Allen on Radio North Sea International. Moody Blues. This is for Belgium. A song called Isn't Life Strange, number 10 on the Fan 40 this week. A song that was written by John Lodge. Actually, I'm very surprised at John writing a thing like this, because it's very much Justin's kind of music. Still, never mind, I'm glad to see John's writing songs like this nowadays. It's nice.
Isn't life strange? A turn of the page. And we like people. Can we ask for? He said as his family, how hard that we try.
absolutely sensational, isn't it? You see, we're still the Moody Blues radio station, whichever way you look at it. There they are at number 10 in our Fab 40 with Isn't Life Strange. What I was saying before that record about John writing that song, about John Lodge writing that, I wasn't having a go at all, so I don't think I was, because I sort of thought about it afterwards and it might have sounded that way. It's just that John always seems to me sort of one of the... a bit of a rocker. I think that's probably the only way I can put it. And the kind of sentiment which is expressed in that particular number is the type of thing which Justin Haywood sits down and thinks about and comes up with. But then he doesn't just sit down and think about it, he thinks about it all the time, you know. But he seems to be one of the most sensitive members of the group, because he can come up with something like Nights in White Satin, which, whether you like it or not, must be one of the most popular songs of all time. And I don't think, in fact, the song itself is popular. It's the thought behind it which just makes it. Ah, incredible. Tony, you're waffling. Play a record. Okay. Takes up the news time with Terry Davis. This is one of my favourite groups from the USA. They're called Love. And a song that almost made it about three times round but was never a big hit over here. It's called Alone Again. Or, after this, TD International.
All the times I waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do, and I will be alone again tonight, my dear. Somebody said to me, you know that I would be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun.
Headline news. The United States. There's been another hijacking. A jet airliner flying from Los Angeles to Seattle has been taken over by four men who claim to have a bomb on board. They're demanding a ransom of $500,000 and the release of the black militant Angela Davis. Northern Ireland. Three soldiers have been killed in County Fermanagh. They were caught when a booby-trapped mine exploded. Two other soldiers were injured. In Belfast, troops have found £600 worth of gelignite during a search on a derelict house. And the provisional wing of the IRA has issued a statement saying that they will fight on in the decisive struggle for Irish freedom. The statement was issued to dispel speculation about a possible truce. England, nearly 30,000 people have filed past the body of the Duke of Windsor, lying in state at St George's Chapel. The body will remain in the chapel until the funeral on Monday. The Middle East, the Lebanese president has